Chapter 1. A Death and a New Beginning. It was very cold on 9-year-old Peter Quill's last day on planet Earth. He was sitting alone in the hall, listening to his favorite music tape, Great Songs 1. He could see members of his family around his mom's bed in the hospital room. Her sickness had lasted for a long time. But now it was much worse. "Peter, your mom wants to talk to you." Peter looked up and saw his grandfather. "Let's get these things off." Grandfather removed Peter's headphones and put them and his cassette player in the small bag on Peter's back. "Come on, son. She needs to see you, but be patient with her. She's quite confused." Grandfather led Peter into the room. His mother looked pale and weak and was surrounded by machines. One of her sisters was sitting next to her bed, crying. Peter's mom smiled at him. She looked anxious when she saw a mark on his face.
"Were you fighting with the other boys again, Peter?"
she asked quietly.
"They were hurting a cat. They hit it with a stick."
"You're just like your father,"
Mom whispered. She looked up toward the skies dreamily.
"You even look like him. He was a good man. He was a messenger from the heavens."
Peter saw his grandfather exchange looks with Mom's doctor. It was a look that said, "She's confused." Grandfather reached out and shook her shoulder a little.
"Meredith, have you got a present for Peter?" he asked.
Mom looked down. She seemed to recognize the package on the bed and gave it to her son. Peter held the package. He wasn't sure what to do with it.
"That's for you to open after."
Mom couldn't speak for a few seconds.
"After I'm gone, your grandfather will take good care of you until your daddy comes back for you."
Grandfather took the package and put it in Peter's bag. Mom took a deep breath and held out her hand.
"Take my hand, baby."
Peter looked at his mom's hand, but he couldn't move.
"Take my hand, baby,"
Mom said again. Peter wanted to take his mother's hand. He really did. But he couldn't. He could only stand there, tears filling his eyes.
"Peter, take my..."
His mother started again. Then she suddenly fell back onto her pillows. The doctor and nurses rushed to her and pushed Peter away. The machines around her bed made loud noises. Peter shouted, "Mom! No! No!" Quickly, Grandfather pulled Peter back into the hall. "You must be strong, Pete," he said. "Stay here, okay?" He ran back into the room. From the hall, Peter heard the rest of his family begin to cry. That's when Peter ran away. He didn't think about it. He just ran. No one stopped him. He ran out of the hospital and across the parking lot. He ran through the trees and out into a field. And when he couldn't run any farther, Peter fell to his knees and started to cry. He was still crying when a bright light from the sky shone down on him. There was a loud noise above him.
"Mom!"
he screamed. He looked up and saw a large spaceship. The ship hung in the air above the boy. Then slowly, the light pulled Peter up, higher and higher, into the spaceship.